It knows damn well what we said. It's just a computer.
I think it does, but I don't trust it because I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Megan.
Hey, and these are some of the shows we like. We're so warm, and this looks tasty.
Potentially.
And refreshing.
It could be water in there.
I mean,
don't know.
I guess it doesn't look tasty because it is perfectly clear.
What if it's just, what if you just open it and it's just water?
To be fair, water would be pretty refreshing right now.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
A water-flavored soda, would that just be like seltzer?
I mean, the ingredients are just purified carbonated water, cane sugar, natural extract, and acid.
To be specific, phosphoric acid.
More fun if you just say acid.
Well, yeah, but there's acid in carbonated water.
That's fair, I guess. But yeah, it's got four ingredients in it. So it's mostly just water.
All sodas are mostly just water, Bill.
Man, I hate this. I'll come back in. I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Megan.
And these are some of the sodas that we like and not let Brian talk about.
I like that the front looks like a snowflake that you cut out of paper but fucked up on.
I'm pretty sure that's rhubarb.
It's a rhubarb explosion.
Yeah.
That you cut out of paper and fucked up on.
I hope that's an advertisement for how rhubarb-y this tastes.
I hope so.
Speaking of, are we going to introduce the soda? Or
I guess.
Keep
Well, we could.
We got dry rhubarb soda.
And that is dry brand.
Yeah, dry is
the brand.
It doesn't look
very dry in this bottle.
It looks quite wet.
Wet as hell. So long as, you know, your eternal torture can be summed up by wetness.
I don't want to drink eternal torture.
Well, you're in luck, because this isn't a go-fast episode.
Yeah, this is not the Power Malt.
Oh, they have a website.
Right. I totally should have gone with Power Malt on
that. They also have a Twitter, because special guest John had tweeted at me a couple of these flavors. And I responded to him like, I don't know about trying that out. And then they responded to it. No hashtags, no tagging them in the tweet. They just found it and responded to us.
They just have a bot that searches Twitter for mentions of their names.
Probably.
What
or,
did they say,
or a
though?
20-year-old that they're paying.
I don't
remember.
Them.
Yeah, if it's a 20-year-old, he's probably not getting paid.
He's just labeled as an intern for tax reasons.
I don't remember what all they said because this was at least a year ago.
Wow.
But
it was 140 characters, Bill. Give us a summary.
I think it was something like, actually, the dry cucumber soda is actually quite refreshing.
Yeah, you would say that. It's your soda.
I'm just like, I'll try it out. I think I said I'd let them know how it went, so I'll have to look it up.
I have had cucumber vodka. That was the reason I didn't pick up the cucumber soda.
Ew.
There's so many cucumber sodas out there, and I know a lot
cucumber
of people that
vodka?
Really like them.
Like cucumber-flavored vodka or vodka made from cucumbers?
Cucumber-flavored vodka.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think it's actually made
I was
from
gonna
cucumbers.
Say. Why would you do that to yourself, though? I guess if you wanted a gin and tonic, but just wanted to vomit profusely after just one drink, you would make that.
And the no desire to have gin was why we didn't go with the juniper berry flavored soda.
Ew.
Yeah, these guys have some variety.
Yes, they do.
I'm going to try them all.
I wanted to go with vanilla bean. Bill decided we were getting rhubarb.
Well,
you,
either one.
Rhubarb was your second choice, you ass.
It was not. I mean, yeah, it was my second choice, but it was a pretty distant second. I figured vanilla bean was a safe bet.
Wouldn't that kind of be just like a cream soda?
Yeah, probably.
And that's why I wasn't terribly interested in it. We'll know in
we'll know later when
like
we go back and buy it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so since we have barely been describing the bottle, it's
there's not much
clear.
To the bottle.
It's very classy. Like, this is the kind of soda that I would buy for a fancy housewarming party or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is very adamant about the fact that there are 60 calories.
Yeah.
It wants you to know.
It's less sweet, and it's all natural, in all capital letters, and also bolded.
Mm-hmm.
Less sweet! Because it's differently sized.
Oh, yes. Quit yelling at me, bottle. I get it. I already bought your product. Well, I didn't buy it.
Get off my back.
And it's worth noting that it is... bilingual English French.
Yeah. Why French, though, specifically? Is it
probably because they sell into Canada.
I was
going
to say, is this a Canadian company?
It's made
it is
in
made
US.
In the US.
Oh.
but I have a feeling it's made in, like, Michigan or something.
Yeah, this is something that I kind of figure would be more likely sold north than south.
I want to know who signed it, though. I want to know whose signature that is.
Some jerk.
It's clearly Sim River Proto.
Yeah, obviously. Learn to read.
I'll have to brush up on my squiggle. All
right. Well, I think we've talked about everything but the barcode on this model. So.
Which mine is 8 and 7 flanking with 51818-00103. And I'm guessing since it's the
weirdest
same product,
thing.
Yeah. Same.
Imagine that.
I got the same thing.
This is some crazy quinkening.
Conspiracy.
thin, mid, thick, mid, thin, mid. Thin,
moving
thin,
on!
Thin, mid, thin.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Thick. Thin, thick, thin, mid, mid, thick. Thin.
Brian will be with us later.
Thin.
I wish all bottle caps these days had an inspirational message on the underside, or at least a factoid about the planet like Snapple does.
Or general words of encouragement. I'm always into that.
It smells like when you open up a package of that, you know, that lick and stick stuff, or the fun dip stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It smells like that.
Only not as aggressive, because sometimes you just get the powder right up in there.
Gross. Yeah, this smells like a pixie stick.
Yeah, it smells like somebody else opened one.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of over there, and you're just like, hmm.
Smells like rhubarb to me.
I don't have much rhubarb in my
days.
It's
been a while since I've had rhubarb.
I think the last time I had rhubarb in anything was when you left.
Yeah, probably.
On a previous soda cast. It smells nice, though.
I like it.
I'm ready to give it a drink here.
Yes.
Yeah.
See if it's as advertised.
Yes, quite. This is actually pretty good. I was not expecting this.
I don't know what to do about you, Bottle.
They were definitely right about the less sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this tastes like carbonated water that has been infused with rhubarb. It's barely a soda.
Yeah. It kind of tastes like just another flavor of those like seltzer waters, like
it has a very
like
a
LaCroix or something,
taste.
And I don't care for those.
Yeah,
but
no,
this seems fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like LaCroix rhubarb.
This is like a soda that you can drink and then feel good about yourself afterwards because it's got that nice vegetable aftertaste, and you're like, yes.
Which is really
I don't know. It's starting to make me.
They don't deserve to get.
No, they do.
I'm saying they don't deserve to get unlicensed advertisement on our show. Keep name dropping. Even though it's followed up by, I don't really like them either way. But
their water makes me feel like I just drank bad.
It's unfair to them for us to advertise them negatively.
What is this? Communist Russia? Not with this soda, I guess.
I kind of feel like it is. Some government-issued rhubarb soda.
It's laced with things to just make you complacent and buy stuff.
Chemtrails, man.
Yep, because if there is one thing that the Soviet economy was built around, it is consumerism.
Yeah.
Market by you.
So I think we were... I think we are at that awkward point of soda goodness that we're going to have a crappy show.
Yeah, like, I don't give a shit about what is in my hand right now. Like, usually when we have an awkward show, I'm going to rate it a 60 or 70. I don't know if I'm even going to rate this that high. I think it's just...
It would help if it had a little bit of color to it, I think. But then they wouldn't be able to say four ingredients. They'd have to say, like, five or six. And that's unacceptable.
I don't know what would actually help this. I'd probably like it less if it was colored.
Mm-hmm. What if this is one of those sodas that's better when it's black?
If it's better when it's flat, why carbonate it?
Because it says soda right on the front of the bottle.
You can't sell dry rhubarb water.
Yeah.
Tell that to 50 Cent.
I'm not telling him anything.
Famous for fronting rhubarb on the streets.
Why do you think he got shot 9 times? That is an expensive-ass vegetable.
Quick fact. 50 cents is how much he charged for flat rhubarb water. He's got a little stand on the corner. The R in rhubarb is backwards.
Dog.
I bet it that.
I feel like somebody would be offended about that, but...
Nobody who listens to this show.
No.
People that listen to this show are more likely to know him as, oh yeah, that's the guy from Blood on the Sand.
Where my skull? Gib skull.
Look at the 60 from the side. It's weird. It's got a ghost whiteness to it.
Oh.
When I spin the bottle around, it only has 6 calories.
He's and if I do this...
It has none.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
For a second there, it had 9. Because it was upside down.
Well, this is an uncertain bottle.
That wasn't worth it.
This does not surprise me.
Because sometimes you get a soda where it's just kind of mediocre, and then you just, if you wind up chugging it and you get a lot of the flavor, it's a lot better.
Well, this is so carbonated, I'm scared to do that. Like, this is more carbonated than mainstream soda. I can't believe I just said that phrase.
I think it is. I don't see any bubbles.
Are you kidding me? You shook the bottle in a ton of, look at that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And that's still...
I will say, I have no strong feelings on this soda, but I'm also not somebody who would go out and have rhubarb.
I love the fuck out of some rhubarb pie, and I don't know about this.
This is not a pie.
No? I thought that's what the show was about.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do not know how many pies we have eaten on this show.
Speaking of, next episode, probably going to be a pie episode.
Is it going to be rhubarb pie?
I don't know.
You should make a tie.
Bob won't be there, so it's not going to be the pie championship.
No, but Troy and Liz will be, and I'll be coming from McWanago, too.
Guys, I can't wait for next episode. It's going to be real good.
Stay tuned, Soda Pals.
Oh, man. Pie's going to be there, and Meg's going to be there, and Pie's going to be there. I don't know why I'm looking at the laptop when I'm talking. The mic's over there.
You say that Pi will be there and that it's actually just an Indian man. No actual Pi.
Life of Pi.
Yes, that was
short.
The joke she made,
though. Yep. I didn't see the film.
Neither did I, but I still knew that was the joke she made.
I was going to ask why you got to bring me down, but we're recording. Welcome back, Ryan.
Because I have to get my shots in.
It turns out this is just a 5-year revenge plot from you getting fired from M-Tonsers.
At least we have a refreshing soda on a hot day.
I guess.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to think up an analogy
but
or an anecdote.
This soda is like that non-offensive hippie friend that you have, but they still like keep pushing their vegan stuff on you.
You don't want to sit too close to them.
I don't have one of those.
Yeah, most
neither
of my...
do I. But this is Madison, and I see them all over.
You are judging people just left and right. I also feel like I'm more refreshed just by the air conditioner being on. If I was outside in the hot, and this is what I had to drink, I feel like I would get very frustrated.
Well, yeah, you don't want to drink soda, like, actually outside on a hot day. That's just asking for trouble.
I do.
Gross.
If I was out there and I had some pink ting, I'd be doing okay. But this is the betrayer.
You could dump it all out and fill it with the soda of your choice.
Yeah, but if it wasn't clear, you'd lose a lot.
Bill, that's not rhubarb soda. It's clearly brown. I don't know what I did to it.
Is it clearly brown or is it brownly brown?
Ooh. That is the soda existential question.
I don't think brownly is ever an adverb I want to use. If it's appropriate, then something's gone wrong. Brownly wrong.
But you'll have the appropriate word for it now.
I guess we haven't coined a term in a while on this show. We used to do that left and right with our loud browns and our glub glub motherfucker.
And our pickin'.
I suppose that... No, with that running joke, that was several years ago.
Well, more specifically, my pickin'.
Yeah, Brian's pickin'. I just want to burp this out and be done with it.
The burp will probably also taste like pixie sticks.
Tastes like vegetables. Which is weird, because after I eat...
Well, no, it's not, because root is a veggie.
No, it's weird, because after I eat vegetables and I burp, that burp doesn't taste like vegetables. So what the fuck, dry rhubarb soda? What?
Clearly it's a magical potion.
Yeah, it's a magical potion of sadness.
Oh.
It's not even a magical potion of sadness. It's a magical potion of...
It's one of those potions that gives you a buff, yeah, and you can't figure out what the buff is actually useful for.
It's when you pick up an item and it's like, you feel different somehow.
Or like Ragnarok Online 2, which we've been playing for PNM. It's like finding the food item that gives you plus 6 at HP for the next hour. Great.
Fabulous.
Fine.
Well.
It's a phone.
Oh, this is nice.
What, just sitting?
It's real cold.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
It's only air conditioning my one knee.
Some alarming sensation. So, how the fuck do we anecdote this?
Yeah.
So...
I once had a soda and it was alright.
I could make Brian mad and say it's like walking around in the woods. Like I did like 4 episodes in a row.
To be fair, those were all good on mine though.
Yeah. So the rating scale for Megan and those who may be just now joining us, we rate things on this network from 0 to 100. 50 is completely average. We call it milk.
Well, I hate milk. So.
That's well, whatever your average drink is then. 100 is the best beverage, soda or otherwise, that you've ever had. Hmm. And 0 is a dog mistake.
Like 100 is if I would give up my home and life to be with the soda forever.
Or it's just something that you would drink nearly every day.
Yeah, the argument
like
we're
not
with,
that weird.
The argument I go with is 100 is Slurm.
See.
Which I suppose isn't really an argument so much as a comparison.
You can argue a comparison.
Can you compare an argument?
Yeah.
How? Well, I was going to give this like a 65, but I just burped and all the carbonation went out my nose and it was extremely painful.
Mm.
So I'm going to give this a 55.
Because fuck you, rhubarb.
It hurt. It hurt a lot.
But we also like to give an analogy so that the listener at home can know how this soda affects us on an emotional level and really connect and understand what this is really like.
You know, I really feel like it would be easy to do our entire scale based off of Futurama references.
We can do that right now.
Because you've got the neutral people, and that's 50, obviously.
Right.
And you've got, you know, the new Slurm, which makes sense for 100.
Right.
I just can't think of a Futurama reference drink for 0.
It's not a drink, but Bachelor Chow seems like maybe 0.
0 is the show getting canceled for a second time.
Oh.
Would you cancel this soda?
I wouldn't cancel it, but I might let another network pick it up.
I'd like to point out that this wasn't terribly cheap either.
This soda belongs in syndication.
This was what, $6 for the 4?
Like I moved this soda maybe to like ABC or something.
So which network are you in this?
This.
I don't want to say Adult Swim because that's kind of pretentious.
This soda makes me feel like I personally am the CW, and I.
Oh, yeah.
There's one situation where that's okay, and that's if Supernatural's on. Other than that, it's just like, come on. That's at least tolerable noise this sometimes. So I'll give this
HBO.
I'll give this a 52.
No, I feel weird, because I feel like I don't really like this soda. I mean, I definitely don't dislike it, but I don't think I would...
But given this year's scale thus far...
Well, I don't think that I am...
Like, it's no Busta.
I am not this soda's target audience.
No.
What is this soda's target audience? Who do you think they market
We got to? It in the healthy market section of the grocery store.
Oh, so those pretentious hippies that...
The people that see 60 calories and go, oh.
And then they turn it over and see four ingredients and they're like, oh. You don't say... That group of people who are like, I'm not going to eat it if I can't grow it myself or find it in nature.
Can a vegan...
Well, I don't think they would go for this.
Can a vegan justify drinking this? It says natural extract, which sounds vegan. That's probably where the rhubarb stuff comes from. But a cow is natural, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of mystery in there.
In general, you don't extract from cows.
It depends on what you're after, Brian.
I was going to make an off joke, but I don't think anybody here has played off.
No. That's also not what I thought you meant by off joke.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my analogy. If anybody else wants to give what network the soda makes them feel like, that's acceptable too.
Daytime NBC.
I was about to defend that, and then I realized...
No. That seems fine.
This is like the news channel that you have on just for background noise while you're folding your laundry.
That's what podcasts are for.
True.
Yeah, I don't really want to go down the network route, but I mean, this is just kind of like...
God damn it.
Like when you go to a friend's house and they have something completely neutral on the TV, like one of those reality shows that they're so fond of on Nat Geo.
Yeah, they've got, like, Man vs. Wild on the TV. You're just like, fine, sure.
Yeah, except I'm actively against Man vs. Wild.
Well, it's not like he's winning.
Well, he's
Wild
winning.
Just hasn't killed him yet.
Survivor Man.
Fine.
No, because I like Survivor Man.
Yeah, Survivor Man's actually pretty awesome.
See, Billy, you suck at this.
The door's right there. Well, the balcony door's right there.
Yeah, that would count as leaving. He can jump.
Just thinking that's been a while since Bob has banished somebody to that balcony during a show.
Oh.
That has happened twice.
One of them was me, right?
You were there for one of them? Okay. It was definitely Carrie.
Okay.
So I remember that one. That was the Lost episode that took me a year and a half to get.
But yeah, I mean, this is basically like... You're hanging out with some friends, and they want to go do something, and you don't really think you necessarily will want to do it. But they offer to pay for you. And you do it, and you don't really have a very good time, but whatever. You weren't expecting to.
It turns out that doing something was volunteering at a church.
Yeah, no. This is Harry Potter Land. And I will use the same phrase that I used for the Harry Potter adventure, whatever it's called, is I wasn't disappointed, but I had rather low expectations.
You just get there and you're just like, I'm not the target audience.
Yeah.
I'm a little warm. I just want to go back to the Jurassic Park Jungle Gym and hang out there all day.
Although that was a pretty sweet Hogwarts chart.
It was so
chart.
Fucking sweet.
It was like, bam, Hogwarts, right over the Jurassic Park sign.
I'll put that in the show notes.
In the show notes now.
Yeah, it's a good shot.
So yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It's just...
Brian's just going to take all day.
I'll say like...
Usually this is me.
I'll say... You know, no, this is straight 50. This is
50. So we had a 50, a 55, and a 52. I feel like I should be able to...
157, Bill. Come on.
I feel like I should be able to do this in my head.
You should.
It's 52 and a third. Out of 100.
I can't add that in my head if it makes it feel any better.
I would have had I not had an entire bottle of this.
You haven't had an entire bottle of this.
You look at the back.
There is clearly an ounce left.
You look at the back and it's just like, may decrease math knowledge.
May make you do math, Bromley.
Methanol makes you blind, propanol makes you sterile, ethanol makes you forget chemistry.
Brian sheds a single tear.
Don't encourage me.
Show's not even over, and I have put my bottle in the garbage.
Of course, now the show's over.
See you later, Soda Pets.